The Taliban used their first news conference today to try to reassure women that their rights would be protected and they will remain active in society. Really? The Taliban believe in strict Sharia law, so of course many are wondering what to trust. CNN's Clarissa Ward has some insight. Yesterday we spoke at length with her on the ground in Kabul. We'll link you to that at hearnow.org. But here's a portion of our conversation that didn't air about what happened when she sat down with Taliban fighters and asked how they plan to govern. What is your sense of the Taliban fighters that you met?
In terms of what the future holds and how long until they start to implement the kind of brutal medieval version of Sharia law that we commonly associate with them, I'm not that optimistic. I mean, I spoke to a fighter today who said, no, we're not going to stop people from smoking right away or force them to grow their beards. But gradually, these things will happen because Afghans are Muslims and Muslims want to live under Muslim law. And another conversation I had about the women, because obviously I'm always asking about this issue, I said, female reporters like me on television, there's been some incredible women doing this kind of reporting in Afghanistan. Oh, no, of course, they said, those women can keep doing their jobs, but they have to wear the proper hijab. I said, What's the proper hijab? What I'm wearing, which was, by the way, a full body covering and a headscarf. No. They have to cover their faces, too. Mm. And they have to cover their hands. And they can't work in the same place as men. Well, okay. I mean, you get to the stage where you're basically saying these women cannot continue to work as female reporters.
What is your sense of what happens next? I mean, they have taken over. They're in Kabul. They're in the government buildings. They are running the country.
So we know they can fight, right? I mean, nobody can dispute what an extraordinary offensive and, frankly, stunning victory it's been for them. But fighting is very different from governing, because that was their big thing in the late 90s and the early 2000s. They were terrible at governing. And so they want to show that they can do that now, that they've matured, that they've learned from their mistakes. But only time will tell, because the reality is they still don't have very much experience at all in governance. And secondly, when your foremost preoccupation is trying to implement this form of Sharia, that starts to interfere often with how effectively you can get things done, right? Because that's always the primary consideration. And you end up spending all this time trying to answer sort of religious questions and less time trying to work out how to get the power going again.
CNN Chief International Correspondent Clarissa Ward in Kabul.